Blackstone Audio presents Cooperman's Fire by John J. Clayton. Chapter 1.
Adonai, open my lips and let my mouth declare your praise. Again this morning in his study, as Michael begins davening the Amidah, the standing prayer, he senses that he is living within Jacob Goldstein, or that Jacob Goldstein is living within him. Michael needs his dead grandfather Jacob this morning to help him handle the French documentary on television last night. The pictures from Rwanda, unbidden, come back to him. A one-story building, inside one room, part of the roof gone, corpses, over 100. No space to die without being crushed by others, charred, clothes on skeletons, a sea of matted cloth on bones, so much like the tangle of once Jews being bulldozed by Americans liberating Buchenwald, tumbled like dead fish into a mass grave. They both inhabit the one flesh, Jacob and Michael. It's the month of Tishri, 5664, 1903, in Kishinev, Bessarabia, Russia, then now Moldova. It's September 23rd, 1994, the middle of Tishri, 5755, in Brookline, Massachusetts. We're in the new year, inscribed somehow in the Book of Life. Michael Cooperman is fused somehow with an imagined, imaginary grandfather, but it's his historical grandfather who rides his bones. Michael folds away the talis and yarmulke into a talis bag, packs bag into the overnight case. Going